Russia says it will appeal a decision to ban Russian athletes from competing in next month's Paralympic Games. The president of the International Paralympic Committee, Sir Philip Craven, says Russia is unable to ensure compliance with the IPC's anti-doping code. The IPC says a widespread doping culture has polluted sport in Russia. A teenage boy is in hospital after being stabbed in Sydney's southwest overnight. Police were called to an altercation outside a Fairfield unit block just after 11 last night. The boy was taken to hospital in a serious and unstable condition. A 27-year-old man was arrested a short distance away. And Sydney police are hunting a driver who left his female passenger for dead following a crash in Punchbowl yesterday. Emergency crews were called to the scene just before 11 a.m. The male driver fled, leaving his female passenger in a critical condition. She later died in hospital. A new report by the Grattan Institute claims the push to get more students to enrol in science and technology degrees will risk leaving many graduates unemployed. The report's found that enrolments have surged over recent years, but graduates are struggling to find work. And hundreds of thousands of people have gathered in Turkey's biggest city, Istanbul, for a pro-democracy rally denouncing last month's failed coup. President Erdogan was joined by opposition leaders in addressing the crowd, many of whom waved Turkish flags.